welcome for another episode behind the paywall of the hit series Ballin' Out Gundam, Gundam Time. Ready? Go!
Okay, that's out of the way. I feel like Japanese Bernie Mac could be fun.
That could be fun. I'm not scared of you, white demons! Let's introduce the show real quick. Hit it! As always,
you don't understand. Our guest is Andrew Taven.
Hey.
There he is. He's back in town. Andrew, tell him the story. You lived in Chicago for a while, but now you're back in the Big Apple. You're back
taking a bite.
Big bite.
Hey, just three worms in the chat today.
Yeah. Just
chomp, chomp.
Teeth out
for Taven.
Yeah, everyone at home,
teeth out for
Taven. Have your teeth
people
out.
People in the crowd, they're going crazy, clacking their dentures. They're holding they bring them to the show. They know that we're going to say teeth out for Taven.
Is that picking up on the mic, me doing that? It hurts to do. I hope it's picking
really
up.
It sucks, yeah.
Oh, no. Did Joker come by and let out a bunch of, like, hopping those, denture traps?
Yeah, what are those things? Those little teeth things.
Yeah.
What do they call those?
We call them clackety motherfuckers.
Clackety motherfuckers. You don't understand.
I ain't
I'm the Joker,
of you,
baby.
Clacking teeth. It was that great
Black
routine.
Joker!
Oh, no.
That is a character in G Gundam, and that is why it's relevant. And we're moving on.
We're not exploring that joke
Chicago,
any further.
I was in Chicago for a few years, and I was like, man, I want to go to New York again, but only if it's the epicenter of a pandemic.
Yeah, you're thinking to yourself, man, I can't stand all this affordable rent. What if I...
Affordable is relative, but comparatively, very much so.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I can't stand all this affordable rent and gorgeous architecture. I'd rather move back here where... I mean, I guess, like, the cases are probably on the way up in Illinois right now, right?
Yeah, actually, ironically, so Liz, my fiancé, found out she was going to be doing residency here because we moved to Chicago for her medical school. And when she first found out, it was...
Is that really it? Because what I thought it was she wanted to date Stephen Colbert. And she thought he lived there. And then when she figured out that he's actually in New York, she moved back.
Yeah, she read an old book. Yeah, like about...
She moved.
She read Amy Sedaris's autobiography.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, yeah, he's like a Second City guy. That's where he is.
Yeah. And then we got to Chicago, and she read another book, and she was like, oh, no. And it took 4 years for us to
just
get up the money.
Any book.
Yeah.
Time to take my live-in boyfriend with me to come find Stephen Colbert.
Man, more like I got Stephen Cuckbeard, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
That's what it's like.
If you ever...
Nothing more to add, because that is exactly it.
If you ever encounter a cuck bear in the forest, try and make yourself look big, but it's still bigger, and it's going to sleep with your wife.
Nice, yeah. That's what they
that
call
trademark
the...
wit.
Is that what they call the other guy in the cuck situation?
The cuck bear? It's a cuck...
Stephen Cuck Bear?
No, it's a... There's a cuck gold, and there's a cuck, like a stud, right? Is that what it is?
I think there's a cuck old.
And a cuck young.
And there's
young.
A cuck youth. Yeah.
Cuck me, cuck you!
Cuck my wife, please!
Hey, the cuck store called and they're out of you!
They never have what you want at that store.
No, God damn it! Now I gotta go to the cuck store down the street.
What? Elaine, he ducked the cuck. You can't duck a cuck.
You guys, if you're eating out at the cuck store in the pandemic, just know everyone hates you.
Yeah.
I'm a bartender at the cuck store.
There's a 30-tweet thread about why you shouldn't go to the cuck store right now. It's like, look.
But then you see these other threads by the wife who owns the cuck store, and she's like, please, we appreciate the business.
We appreciate the business. I don't care if it's like ableist or whatever it is that you're saying it
right.
is. Just come to the cuck store.
I don't care who has to work here and risk their lives. I need to get railed, and that's what this store is all about.
Look, the problem is, if the government had just gotten its shit together and paid out all the cucks for the next, like, 3 months, we would have cucked this curve.
It's true. It's like the
hashtag cuck the curve.
Well, it's like in the ideology of the incels, right? Where they want the government issued girlfriend. It's like that, but it's like if the government had given us like a universal basic boyfriend to fuck your wife.
I would love if there was one senator, the same way that like you know.
Wait! Universal basic him cum. Is that anything?
No, I get it.
Yeah, sure, so, sure, yeah.
I'm leaving it in.
I would love if there was one...
Go on, Taven.
...senator whose thing was just like, sorry, Sam's been in session for 3 months now, and we haven't found a single hot stud to fuck my wife, and just filibustering about that. That's the one thing. And, like, other senators are like, look, if you vote for my infrastructure bill, I'll toss in a mill to get someone to fuck your wife.
Yeah,
Bernie Sanders on the Senate floor, and he's got the slideshow presentation of cutout tweets, and it's just topless young men.
Well, I was thinking it's like when they're all around the little arching table thing with like the little microphones in front of them, just like, now, Mr. Senator, is it like a watching thing for you, or is it more of a just knowing it happens? I see the remainder of my time.
It's the powerlessness.
Just the how you can look at old
I like
hearings.
Feeling like working people in this country, no matter how I can.
For most of my life, for most of my days, I have absolute control over my life. I like to feel for a few moments like I do not.
You just look
as if I were a little worm.
You can look at old footage of the 50s of the hearings they had at the House Un-American Activities Committee. Where Joe McCarthy just stood up and said, I have in my hand a list of 500 people known to have fucked my wife.
You see, we can't have this kind of fun when Katie's here.
No, we can't.
It's against the rules.
And that's the beauty
but it's her
of
birthday.
Katie's birthday.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's Katie's birthday and we just get to have a doghouse episode.
Once a year, the cuck boys come out.
The cuck boys
are in the cuck house.
Will she let me be on another episode when she
hears
this one? Oh, no.
You know the rules.
You're a genie that comes out on her birthday. You know the rules.
Tell her I won't start any 5-minute riffs about the
She
cuck
won't believe
Senate.
You. Stop,
she
won't. Stop it there.
It's not gonna happen,
she spent
yeah.
you before. Andrew, you've been doing like Zoom shows, right? You have like a talk show circuit you've been doing.
Yeah,
in
what's
the
going
QT.
On? What's your
Andrew's not
like
us. He's been hustling.
Yeah, excuse me. I did. I did some Zoom shows. I still do them. They are a variable quality if you're booked on a Zoom show. It's like stand up, except you know, without an audience and. Sometimes the people aren't even laughing, so it's just kind of like when someone will ask you to do, they're like, oh, tell me a joke. Like back when you could go see a person you didn't already know and live with, they'd be like, oh, tell me a joke, and you'd be like, oh, it doesn't really work in this format, but in this case you do that anyway to a computer screen. But I have been doing weekly Instagram live streams with comedian and friend Griffin Newman of the Tick. He's going to be
of the
on.
Tick.
No, he is.
If you have Griffin's CV, it says Griffin, actor, comedian, friend.
Yeah. Well, for me, at least. My copy of it.
His cover letter to you was very endearing.
It was. And I know how much those suck to write. So we've been doing weekly Instagram live streams every Wednesday night because we used to co-host a live stand-up show. That we'd have Alex on. Alex would guest co-host sometimes. But now it's an Instagram live stream, so instead of stand-up, it's the two of us, and we have recurring bits we do, and it's fun. So check that out.
What are some of the recurring bits?
Live, or
tell us
Griffin
about these
Newman.
Bits.
Yeah, we want to hear the pun names.
Yeah, we want the puns, not the plugs,
the
all right? Give us the puns.
I'll give you... Okay, so the bit names are... We have one that's not really a pun called These Two Doing This about odd couple movies. We have Griffin Guesses, where he guesses the movies I watched in the last week just based off actor names. We have The Griff Stays in the Picture, where I quiz him about movies he's been in to see how much
these
he remembers.
These are all very heavy on Griffin's name so far.
Well, yeah. wait to see where it goes.
Griffin Barrett?
No. Ooh. I already committed to no more bits deliberately designed to annoy Griffin. So
yeah,
I
unfortunately,
like...
he's got a great name for filling in little titles like that.
Griffin's Soup?
Yeah, I can
no,
see
No, not
it.
That one. I'll leave that one out.
What about like a Griffin Tonic? You could do a Griffin Tonic.
Ooh, Griffin Tonic is good.
Yeah.
We
I can come with these all day.
Well, wait, we've got what else?
10 points to Gryffindor.
That's good, too. Oh, man, I should be writing some of these down.
It's okay, we're recording this.
Oh, we have perfect. Jeremy applying for your job, and then we're interviewing you, and we're like, what do you do here? What Griffin names do you come up with?
Wait, I'm going to get through the right. We got Who-Man with New-Man, where he quizzes me on the names of his He-Man action figures, because he's going to be the voice of Orko in the Netflix upcoming He-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Is Orko's the whale?
No, he's it's a different Orko. It's the little, the floating elf.
Oh, that Orko.
He's like, brrr.
Boo, boo.
And I preview, because I'm going to introduce a new segment this week called Cast Away, where we cast.
Sneak peek.
A bunch of, like, fake. Like, I think I'm going to be like, well, if we tried to cast everyone in Smash Brothers.
Right.
Did you guys get Tom Hanks on for that?
It's as if you were in like a casting department of the thing, and you were a little too, somebody like pushed back on you, and they were like, "Oh, just cast the whole thing, why don't you?" And you're like, "What? Am I not the cast? Oh, cast away!
Exactly,
cast away!
You get it."
Someone here understands show business.
Yeah. Oh, and then there's bad first impressions where we. Ask the chat to give us impressions to do, and then they
just
decide who did it better.
We could do that one here.
That's fun. That I like that.
And we often do.
We do that a lot. Yeah. Where can we like? What's like? Is there like a random celebrity name generator somewhere online?
You could use Have you ever used Akinator?
What's Akinator?
Akinator is a genie that can guess things with like surprising effectiveness.
Oh yeah, I have fucked with that before.
Yeah.
There's a randomcelebritygenerator.com if that's something
you
want to
do. Yeah, do that one.
Okay, wait. I got one immediately.
Okay, and it should be, real quick, to give some context, I think whoever it is, they should be talking about an episode of Gundam they watched.
Okay.
All right.
I've never seen this show, but the one we got was Phil Robertson from Duck Dynasty.
Oh.
I'd pick a different one.
It sound kind of like this, probably. Like, he's in the fucking God's Not Dead. I saw him in that.
Ooh.
And he's like...
Oh, is he the young one?
No.
I don't know.
He couldn't possibly tell you. Definitively the old one.
You see a picture of him?
I watched this. So how come they didn't have a Duck Gundam? That's real good. We want to make ourselves a Duck Gundam.
You don't want to see a Duck Gundam out there.
I can call me a Duck Gundam from up to 400 yards from a Corlander.
I ran one of my duck calls through a fax machine to make Duck Gundam noises.
Yeah, and it would be like the Gundam would be like with a two-barrel shotgun. And he rides, instead of riding a horse like the Zeus Gundam does, he rides on the dog from Duck Hunt.
Yeah, it's Neo.
So agreed, none of us know what this guy sounds like.
That's no clue.
Wow, it's the Duck Gundam from Neo Baton Rouge.
Whack, whack.
Wait, a legit Gundam question, because I never
Rumble
actually watched
blast.
Gundam, but I know that all the countries are Neo that country. Do you think that, like, and they always say... Neo that country.
I know what you're going to ask, and no, there is not a Neo Israel. It is paradise.
There is only Palestine.
Oh, man, I'm glad this one's behind the paywall. Do you think people are ever like, yeah, we went to Italy for our honeymoon? And someone's like, what the hell are you talking about? Do you have a time machine or something? And they're like, Neo Italy. What do you think I
do? What do you think I'm talking about?
Jesus.
No.
Everyone's just pedantic all the time. Yeah, this is German-made leather. Wow, it's really old. From Neo-Germany. God damn
it. Neo-Germany. Actually, we went through the wrestling ring around the world.
Actually, Fibonacci is the name of the doctor.
It's Shining's finger. Get it right. I have our next celebrity up here, William Hung.
Oh, no. No.
That one's funny because we just don't know what he sounds like.
Don't know.
I do
no
know
idea.
What he sounds like. But
couldn't
I don't
possibly
know if,
do it.
I don't know if the paywall is tall enough.
No, you don't know at all.
I don't think there's
they
a,
don't build them that tall.
I don't think there's a paywall thick enough for.
Before we move on, though, it does say his birth year is 1983. Would you have guessed that?
Yes.
Sure.
Great. Okay.
Yeah. No, I would say if you contribute $20 a month, you'll get the exclusive recording of me and Alex doing.
Yeah, you'll get the William Hung podcast. Volume out, Hung per.
Yeah, where we recap an episode of Dragon Ball GT as
William Hung.
Oh boy,
William Hung and William Hung together interviewing each other
at last.
The thing about William Hung is that happened at a time where he had multiple records released. Mm-hmm. And became a celebrity. If that happened today, it would be a trending thing for like 12 hours, if that.
If that, yeah.
You'd be like, this guy sucks! And that would be the whole thing.
Yeah.
You'd see him like trend on Twitter every so often. He'd be like the guy who...
He was on Arrested Development.
That's true, yes. But I'd say in today's
world...
I would
kill to be William Hung on Arrested Development.
He'd be the equivalent of, and it's not just because he's an Asian man, but the guy who pulls the dish towel off of his dick and like leaves the thing floating in front of it. He'd be like that, where like you'd see it float up to the top of the feed every so often and be like, oh yeah, that guy. Yeah. I'm not gonna follow though.
Right. Well, he wouldn't even be Salt Bae.
Yeah.
No, he wouldn't be Salt Bae. He's like a restaurant out of it.
The guy who I forget his name, but he is like a comedian in Japan, and I'm just the guy who pulls the stuff off his junk but it hides it with like a teacup or something.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think like when he goes to a mic? And do you think he ever, like...
He's working it out.
He's trying out new stuff, and he pulls, like, the napkin off, and there's, like, you know, a watermelon over his junk, and people are, like, kind of chuckle. He goes, no, you know, that'll be something. Like, maybe not a watermelon.
Yeah.
But, like,
I was gonna say, it's like, he's, like, pulls it off, and it's, like, a coffee mug, and they're, like, it's just not different enough than a teacup. Right. And he's like, no, you're right,
This but is something like that.
Yeah, he's like, this is why I come here. You know what? I'm gonna work on that. That's a good note.
Not with my dick, but, you know what it would be like.
That's also...
And then occasionally he does one that's offensive, and he's like, well, I'm not doing that one again.
Yeah, never sorry, folks.
Well, he does one where it's like the teacups are like on his nipples or something, and they're just like, yeah, but it just isn't really the same for you. You're right. A dude. It's not really how that, you know, we don't think
he
of it the same way.
He pulls the tablecloth off the table, but it's a giant picture of Muhammad.
People are like... Look, man, we're not offended that you had a picture of Muhammad over your nipples. Like, we're comics. We see shit like this all the time. It's
listen,
just not
je
original.
Suis Charlie Hebdo, okay? Like, I understand.
Yeah, it's not original. No, the other thing... Oh, no, I was going to say, further proof of the fact that if William Hung happened today, it would be, like, a three-hour trending topic. Sarah Palin was on The Masked Singer singing Baby's Got Back, and people cared for, like, an hour. To, like, be fair... It was the night that lockdown, like, started across the parts of the country that cared. So I remember that being, and this is saying something, one of the most surreal moments this year. Because I went to a mic, and there were, like, four people, because we were all, like, looking at our phones and kind of like, oh, this is
You went
real.
To a mic?
No, in, like, March, I'm saying.
Yeah, but I mean, still, that's, like, pretty late.
No, in, like...
Well, and we'll talk about this in a minute, but Andrew also went to a quarantine mic, which is the other thing
one.
I wanted to talk about.
No, wait. An outdoor one, and I am not going, but it was not
You
got
to work out
it.
All those great bits about what it's like to work from home.
It literally was the kind of thing
like
where...
every commercial hasn't already just, like, trotted all over every possible joke there is.
No, it's the kind of thing where, like, I was like, well, I might want to start doing some outdoor shows, and I kind of was like, oh, maybe people I know will be there, and it was right by where I live. So I'm like, all right, I'll walk there. And it was like a bunch of comics who were like a couple years in, if that, I think, because they are still like, gotta grind it away. You know, there might be a fucking booker.
I'll leave this knife in the drawer. It's gonna get dull.
Might be sitting in this park So I kind of went because I was like, all right, well, maybe there'll be people I know, and like, it'll feel like, not because I, because like, you know, I used to before this, I was like, I tried to never go more than a week without getting up, and I would always try and get up multiple times a night, either if I was booked on shows or hitting a couple mics.
And as you get older, it's harder to get up that often.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's...
Right. It's just a chemistry thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You also do it... Yeah, exactly. You also... Yeah.
It's a show for fellas.
Yeah.
That's a dog-ass episode.
You also do it for long enough, and it, like... You get to this point where you're like... Because at the beginning, when you are doing stand-up, it's stand-up, hey, WTF with the Gundam.
When you start piloting Gundams, you know, first 4 years is just about getting comfortable in the goo.
You gotta get comfortable, man. Like, that's the whole thing, you know. You gotta get comfortable, and you gotta meet the guys, you know, who are gonna be with you the rest of your career.
Who are your guys?
Like, the Shuffle Alliance.
You gotta be meeting your guys, like,
who's your Shuffle Alliance?
Death Scythe Hell.
No, but the point, because we actually went to France, and we came back, sorry, Neo-France. and we came back, we went like before people here were like taking it seriously. Everyone in France, when we went, like, it felt like at the beginning of a movie where like the first 5 minutes of like a disaster movie, because no one was acting differently. I told this to Alex, it's like we had looked on Yelp and searched restaurants from most to least packed in, because all the restaurants we went to in retrospect were like in a basement and where they like stacked you on top of people.
Sure, yeah.
And like every TV we passed, there'd be like a news headline and some cable news French guy being like, you know, le coronavirus terrifie, whatever.
Je suis Charlie Hebdo.
Yeah, they were still covering it.
Much like those men crept into Charlie Hebdo's office, has this virus crept into our country.
So then we got back, and the day we got back, I was booked on a show in one of Second City's theaters, and it was like a sold out show. Well, no, it was a sold out show, and I went.
We had this conversation privately 2 days ago, and I did the same thing at the same point in the conversation.
No, but I went up, and I opened up with, like, yeah, we're not afraid of no virus, which in retrospect, no, but, like, and then the next day I went to a mic. The next day I went to a mic, and there were, like, four people there, and we all, like, that was, like, the day, it was a Wednesday, it was, like, the day when the news was, like, the news suddenly changed.
We implore you to stop doing open mics.
Yeah,
stay in your home.
Andrew Taven, go
home. How long after 9/11 do you think people started going to open mics again?
Absolutely the following day.
They were like, actually, we have to do comedy or they win.
I actually heard Rudy Giuliani said that there were people doing open mics on the roof in Jersey. They were doing their 9/11 bits in celebration. Right.
There were Muslims practicing their five. Incidentally, next name on the random celebrity generator, Saddam Hussein.
This is a terrible one for impressions. They're definitely all like prompting thoughts.
Yeah.
It's not really doing much for impressions here.
But anyway, so that was, and then I did this outdoor mic, and I was kind of like, it was nice in the sense that I weirdly, by doing it, I was like, it went on 3 hours. By the time I went up, everyone's enthusiasm was gone. And I was like, why did I want to only do the worst part of stand up? I was like, if I get booked on like an outdoor show or something where it's only like six comics and I'm just going to sanitize the hell out of my hands and it's like distanced and whatever, then like fine. But I'm just going to, I think I finally.
Andrew Taven takes the mic dripping in sanitizer head to toe, oiled up for your entertainment.
I think I just have sort of. I'd mostly accepted, and I've just completely accepted that it's just fine. It's fine that we're not going to do this for now.
Yeah.
And
Well, you've come to, within the confines of the quarantine, you've come to the exact same conclusion that I feel like every comic comes to at some point, where you're like, I just don't have to do open mics. Like, whoever told you that you have to do it is wrong, and you could just go to shows if you want.
Well, much like getting used to the goo to pilot the Gundam, you do have to get comfortable in the goo, and that's a muscle to train. But then once you're comfortable in the goo, you don't have to sit in the goo at night. You can sleep in a bed again.
Do they have
there was,
goo?
I think the last mic I ever went to, I think I bombed at, and I said on stage, literally out loud, I was just like, wow, okay, so we're year five of getting comfortable on stage. I don't think I'm doing this again. And then I never went to a mic again.
It's weird because the real thing that doing mics gets you, it's one, it's so you feel like you, obviously if you try out new material, you go to a mic and you want to feel like you've kept in form. But the thing that was actually nice and why I am, part of me is glad I did it, assuming I don't have COVID. The reason, because if I do, man, I
was this in the, are you in?
I hope you don't. I went to your house.
Yeah, I know. I said we were on the roof. I think I'm fine. I did not. I had hand sanitizer. I used like a half a bottle, like the whole time. I tried to.
Hands are just cracking apart.
Yeah, we were outside the whole time. I think it's fine. But the one reason I am kind of glad I did it was because I hadn't been up since March, and I'd done some Zoom shows or whatever, and then I've been doing the Instagram Live stuff. But that's more like a podcast kind of energy than a stand up energy. And I went up. And I was about as rusty as I was the few times I waited. Like, I was traveling and, you know, waited like 10 days. Or when Hurricane Sandy happened and it was like a week and a half. And I was like,
and
the
you fell behind Suba once and for all.
Yeah, no, damn. She was like the last comedian to have a late night set for the next year because.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because they recorded some of them in advance. And so
they checked to see who'd been doing 25 a week since 2012.
Yeah. Hey,
hers was the only name on the list.
Earned it. No, so it's she absolutely earned it. But it's a great set. Check it out, Subha Agarwal on Late Night with Lily Singh or whatever the show's called. But it was because I did it and it was like, oh, this is like the same level of rusty I was after Hurricane Sandy, like. It doesn't just accumulate. Like, after a certain point, it's just you stop. You reach terminal velocity of rustiness.
Right.
And
right.
If I don't go up again until next spring or whatever, that's fine. I'm just going to focus on writing and doing online stuff. And I finally fully accepted that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it helps
that
there
are the wrong times to go to an open mic. For example, Anders went to one the night Rogov died.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's right. He did. I forgot all about
that. And
he was
like,
that.
I had a bad time. And it was like,
no kidding.
Man.
You had a bad time.
I mean, it's. I think it's
what
just.
What set did you think you were about to have?
I think it's just like a matter of. Man, I have a good man. Once when Anders, and I was living in Chicago, Anders visited. We were both booked on the Laugh Factory. And we, I was surprised that there was a delayed flex. We were both booked on the Laugh Factory, and
we gotta have a sting that we can throw in there with like flex and like the Super Saiyan noise behind it or something.
And we went to this Korean grill and talked about anarcho-communism, and then went to go do sets at the Laugh Factory. It was a lovely night. So Anders, if you're listening.
He's not.
Good time. Oh,
I thought for sure a story was coming up.
No story.
Nice.
Alex, where are we on time?
Yeah, we should talk about the episode, right?
Well, I'll tell you this. Our next random celebrity is Ben Curtis, the actor and spokesman for Dude, You're Getting Adele.
Oh, my God.
Okay, what if, can it be Ben, can I do my Ben Shapiro instead?
Did he?
All right, do your Ben Shapiro, and then I have a dark passenger if we have time.
Oh, wait, and then the next one's Bernie Mac.
Is it really?
No kidding.
No.
What are the odds?
Wow. That's serendipity.
There's only 5 people in the generator, it turns out.
Motherfucker, you're getting Adele.
Do we have time for a dark passenger, though?
We are 30 minutes in.
All right, we'll skip it.
But we'll do it next week.
You should know, Alex, it is about Ghost of Tsushima.
So just for my time, I can... day through till 9:30. You might want to edit out this behind the scenes peek. I don't know. I can. I'm should be good till 9:30. So you know, if you're both, if you both,
we just want to keep it to an hour in general because we go over every time anyway.
Sure. Yeah, and it's annoying. So. To edit.
Oh, then we should probably get into.
Yeah, we should not aim for 90 minutes for
sure.
We'll
skip this, but just know it is a article from One Angry Gamer about Ghost of Tsushima.
Wait, I am kind of curious. Yeah. Wait, what?
You can't. You're gonna have to.
Andrew, we'll have you back next week. We're gonna do it again. Katie's gonna be here.
Is that? Do you do it? Is that on the main feed or is that also Patreon?
That's gonna be on Patreon. Yeah.
Uh-huh. We're gonna bring back the cuck restaurant.
McCuckolds.
McCuckolds.
Come on.
With Cuckold the clown.
Hey, would you honk my wife?
He looks the same, but he's crying.
And Grimace the Cuck. That's just the name of the character.
Grimace the Cuck, the Cuck Burglar.
No, the Hamburglar is the other guy.
Wouldn't it, he would have to be Wife Burglar, because he burgles your wife.
Instead of Robble Robble.
That's what he went to jail for. That's why he's in that suit.
He's a wife burglar, yeah. Who else is there? There's the bird. Who's the bird? What's her name?
I don't know.
That's just,
Chicky?
In England, she's a sex object. She's just that bird. Who's that bird?
It's Jess.
Oh, boy.
It's Jess.
All right.
All right.
Let's talk about G Gundam.
Yeah.
Instead of this fantastic riff about Cuck McDonald's.
The music's already playing in my head. We're going back to it.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I'm fucking her.
Your wife.
Yeah, we're
your
moving wife. On. Gentlemen, G Gundam, episode 26, the first episode of season 2, a new weapon, erupting burning finger.
That's a COVID symptom, by the way.
Erupting burning finger, yeah.
Yeah, I was sitting on that one for a while. I was sitting on an erupting burning finger.
I'm so proud
finger.
Of you for saving it.
Yeah, if you feel like an erupting sensation from your finger.
This is the first time I think that they've like explicitly shown you that it is his finger. Like, I feel like it's always kind of just like he calls it Shining Finger.
It looks like a hand.
It looks like a hand. He does the hand. He even says this hand of mine. This is the first
one
where he's like holding
thing,
up the one finger and he's like holding it and stuff.
It's not like in Japan they don't know about fingers. I don't understand what kind of translation error this is.
Yeah.
Burning hand. How hard is that? It's not related to anything else. Well, we'll get to that point by point. Let's start with the beginning of the episode, which is Zeus Gundam. For the viewers at home who haven't been watching, he is a Greek man-shaped Gundam. He's got like a little...
He's got a big beard.
He has a big beard, a metal beard, and a big like wreath off his hanging off his head.
I think we can all assume everything is made of metal.
Everything's made of metal, and he's on a horse that's made of metal, which is pulling him on a chariot
that
made of metal.
It seems unfair that he gets a horse, too.
I was thinking that, and sometimes the horse is a horse in a Gundam, and I think this one is just like a machine. So what times is it a horse and what time isn't it? But
right. I was kind of hoping that they were going to zoom into the cockpit and there was going to be a horse in there with him.
I wanted it more than anything, and they denied me it.
Even better than that would be if they zoomed into the cockpit of the horse Gundam, and it's just a horse, and they're controlling it.
That's like how when I saw this, the Greek Zeus Gundam, Neo-Greek Zeus Gundam, and I was like...
Greece, would you go back in time to see that?
I know, I messed up.
Yeah,
I was
back
glad
in time,
to find out.
You fucking idiot.
I was glad to find out that they managed to, like...
You fucking idiot.
Look, I'm just glad that Neo-Greece managed to come out from, like, the foot of the IMF and they've got their economy back in a place where they can afford, like,
I can't believe they can afford
the
Gundam.
Most
I cannot
powerful
believe.
Gundams.
Neo Germany owns the Gundam, technically.
Yeah, that's all the winnings. I don't know what the point of this tournament is. I've only seen this episode.
Well,
but all
Zeus
the winnings
Gundam...
go to Neo Germany.
Yeah, while Zeus Gundam lounges in the fucking sun, Bolt Gundam has to go to work and punch the clock.
That would have been such a fucking good twist for the Gundam race, is that, like, Neo Grease Gundam is just a lazy piece of shit. He's always taking a break.
Zeus Gundam can transform into a robot swan and have sex with Gundam women.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And it's weird for Gundams, too.
But he
it's
can't
not
work.
Normal.
He can't work. That's the only thing he can't do. He can turn into a swan. More surface area for sunbathing.
Neo Kronos was given a big metal rock to chomp on so that Zeus Gundam could survive.
Neo Athena? No, that's not
Athena
anything.
Gundam. I know, I messed up. I started it. Okay, sorry. So
I don't know who started it, but I'm ending it. And Zeus Gundam is fighting Hurricane Gundam, which, as we all remember, is a windmill.
Yeah, it's the Dutch Gundam. It's a big windmill. And they really... It's so funny how much of a bitch the pilot is, because they keep, like, cutting to him being like, "Aw, come on! Yeah. My windmill's cool!"
And he doesn't have a Dutch accent.
No, nobody has any accent.
They don't cut to him. He's eating, like, a stroopwafel, and he's like, "Aw, come
on." I know,
on.
That's... It seems like so much fun is being missed here by giving people accents. That's the whole fun of a show like this.
I think
that's
what
they're missing out on.
I think that the Greek guy should have been, who is enormous, we find out later, like inhuman. He is a Gundam. I think
he's himself
a Gundam.
A meat Gundam
inside.
Yes, he's a meat Gundam.
Yeah, he's a meat Gundam, and he's not.
Was the cuck term we were missing. You're either the cuck or the meat Gundam.
Shinji, get inside
get
the,
in
meat
the meat Gundam.
Shinji, get inside the meat Gundam. I need you to fuck my wife. That's sort of what happened. Spoilers for Evangelion.
Well, we're not reviewing that one, so it's fine. But,
can I come on when you guys do Evangelion? I want to come on every time.
We're never
time
doing Evangelion. Hang
it's
on,
never
guys.
Happening. We already
you guys
did
keep,
it.
You guys keep talking. I have to let my cat
okay.
in
I wanna
here
keep,
or something. I don't know what.
Hang
on.
Keep talking.
Keep talking.
So Zeus Gundam... I'm just gonna. We haven't gotten anywhere yet.
I
gotta get
to
the episode. So Zeus Gundam is dueling Hurricane Gundam. Hurricane Gundam is saying things like, "What? He's so powerful. I never thought I would fight Zeus Gundam." And Zeus Gundam says,
"I did it," because he uses Hurricane. And he's like, "I did it," but he didn't do it.
Right. He does. He does a typhoon at him, and he says, "Hey, maybe this is good. I'm kind of a windmill. Is kind of what I do."
Yeah,
it's and like would you believe it? It doesn't work out that way.
And meanwhile, the Greek guy is like, "Yeah, you mini golf course ass Gundam, get out of here."
The Zeus Gundam, the pilot, I missed his name. He is quite a character. He says, and I quote, "Weak Gundams with weaker pilots must be punished. I'm from Greece. This is what I sound like."
Yeah. His name is Stavros Halkias.
Yeah, he's drinking.
And he does, he's drinking what?
He's drinking coffee from one of those blue paper cups with the little tiles pattern.
That's so true. Uh-huh. Yeah. I forgot to add that. That's the other thing besides him being on a horse. He has a hammer and he's drinking out of those distinctive coffee cups.
Only in New York, Neo New York, baby!
Oh, you fucking idiot. There is no New York. What do you think it is? 1,000 years ago?
Oh, no. There's just a statue of Liberty Gundam halfway in the sand, and Neo Charlton Heston is saying, "He blew it up! Damn
beep
it!
Boop! Beep
huge,
boop!"
Huge missed opportunity to not give Statue of Liberty its own Gundam. Why is the American Gundam not the Statue of Liberty?
That would be so cool.
What is the American Gundam?
It already exists!
The
it's
American
a
Gundam is
guy.
It's a boxer who also surfs.
And he has a gun.
And he has a gun.
You know what?
They
kind of
nailed
good.
It, yeah. They pretty much nailed it.
Should be a beautiful woman, but I digress. Lightning of Judgment, Zeus Gundam says, and he knocks the fool's head off.
Yeah.
Pretty cool, huh?
Pretty fucking cool. Cool moves on Zeus Gundam. I like him. I hope I mean, I know he doesn't stick around, but damn, yeah. I wish he did.
I hope to see more from him, maybe in a side project, maybe as a podcast.
Maybe they get him a new, maybe they stretch that Greek budget a little further and they get him a new Gundam.
Is there under, yeah, is there double elimination? Is there, does he have an undercard match?
There is only single elimination.
Even if there
and
was
also
a
you're allowed
elimination.
To aim for and kill the pilot now for
yeah,
no reason.
Yeah, this was a funny one because it was like, I mean, we'll get to it at the end, but like, it very clearly was supposed to be like, he kills him, and then somebody was like, no, he doesn't.
No, he doesn't. He's actually, he's laughing.
Does the Neo-Russian Gundam split into smaller Gundams?
No, he's a prisoner, so instead he just goes back to jail.
Oh.
Hope he wins, because otherwise he's going to live his life in jail.
Yeah, that's
we're
like,
not talking
that's what
about
you
him
get
today.
With neoliberal prison reform. You're like, abolish
right?
prisons, and they're like, what if we put the prisoner in a Gundam and let them fight for their opportunity for freedom? It's like, that's not what we wanted. But...
we might as well just not even have it at that point.
Yeah.
What are the limits of reform? We're just making Gundams now?
You know, you actually spend more money putting all of these non-violent offenders into Gundams than you would just...
yeah, you know, it actually, it costs less to put them in a Gundam and have them fight for their freedom than it does to go through all the appeals of a death sentence. You know, like they mandatory. It's mandatory, all these things. They're built into the system, and rightfully so, you know, to try to, like, yeah. keep us from killing innocent people. I mean... you know, you should
Sorry.
Have the. You have
We're
them
not
going to
not
but...
have jails and not have Gundams. It would be anarchy out there.
I can't fully explain why, but I'm picturing an Alan Dershowitz Gundam that he, for some reason,
okay.
back.
And it's saying, "I never even, I never did Shining Finger, even when I was
yeah.
of age to do Shining Finger."
Man,
Domon,
gonna...
this Gundam has only ever slept with his wife.
I'm only going to say this because I'm on the, it's behind the paywall, so I don't have to worry about the long burning finger of the law. But man,
that's right.
If you're gonna
it's true. They cannot sue you for what happens behind the paywall.
Yeah,
continue.
If you're going to say the kind of stuff he says, you shouldn't look like that. I mean, you just shouldn't say anything he says, but man, every time Alan Dershowitz writes some article that's like, maybe pedophilia should be legal, and by the way, I'm not one. It's like, you should...
Don't look like that.
This is
Don't
purely
like
a
that.
Thought experiment for me, yeah. Alan Dershowitz.
Anyway, sorry.
You look like Cuckold the Clown.
Also, I can't believe that we're not doing Ronald McCuckold.
Whatever. We're not revising anything now. We're discussing the second scene of G Gundam episode 26. So the announcer shows up because he's in every episode and he's like, that's Zeus Gundam. Pretty cool, huh? He's number one. And Domon said he can beat him. He doesn't even know Burning Gundam's special abilities. The Burning Erupting Finger. I wonder what it is. And here's the episode.
Wait, what about the Burger King Cucks Club?
No, because then we're getting into more Dershowitz territory.
Wait, but it's the one kid who has the eye set, the virtual reality eye set, but what he's watching is someone fucking his wife.
That's why he's There's making just, that face.
Just imagine.
That's why he looks so smug.
Just imagine those ads. You know how there used to be those ads for Chick-fil-A that had the cows with the misspelled signs that eat more chicken,
yeah,
but instead
yeah, uh-huh.
it's the cows and it says fuck more wives for Chick-fil-A.
All right. I like that.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's not even letters, it's just a sloppy painting of their wife.
But to you, a casual observer, it just looks like a different cow.
That's true. But then one of your cow friends is in the car, and he's like, that's messed up.
That's messed up. And you're like, I don't
You know they're homophobic.
I can't talk about that sort of thing, you know me? Just going to stay out of this. I feel like it's not my place as a white man.
It's time for me to listen and for cows to tell each other to fuck their wife.
I'm going to put cow voices forward.
Moo!
We're going to spend the time elevating cow voices. Do you guys remember? Sorry, just say because then we'll get back into Gundam. Wendy's
We've
at
covered
the beginning
nothing.
Of the
nothing.
Protests tweeted, we're going to use this account to amplify black voices, which first of all, they just shouldn't have. That's not, just don't. None of these should have. But then they never did that, and they just went on.
That's the worst middle ground out of anything.
I mean, they just don't. Just don't let any of these companies. Also, because she's so sassy. Anyway, sorry.
Dude, I forgot that, by the way, that the Burger King Kids Club, who I'm looking at a picture of right now, there's one of them who's in a wheelchair,
God,
and they named him Wheels.
Oh, boy.
I know his name's Wheels.
Like, they have, like, Kid Vid is, like, the video game one. Snaps takes pictures. Lingo, I guess, is a writer or something. Jaws.
His name's Ringo?
Lingo.
Oh, okay.
And then Jaws, I guess, has, like, braces, maybe?
Jaws for his deformed face.
All right, wait, okay,
he eats at Burger King. This monster of a child.
Honey,
bring... They call him Jaws because he's missing his lower jaw.
Go upstairs. Honey, go upstairs, open the attic door, leave the Burger King on the floor, and then lock the attic door. Do not stay in the attic.
Jaws is up there, and he's one of the kids.
Honey, go upstairs, leave your wife on the attic floor, and then leave.
If Kid Vid says anything to you, just keep walking. He's the front man. All right, back to G Gundam here for a second.
Okay.
We're going to talk about Prime Minister Wong today. Prime Minister Wong is king of Hong Kong, and he is The Prime Minister of Hong Kong is Prime Minister Wong.
Wait, I'm sorry. So, like, does this take place... Like, do they suddenly travel back
Neo
to
Hong Kong?
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Because apparently...
Got his ass.
Hong Kong has retained its stateship in a thousand years in the future.
Yeah.
It has not been assimilated into anything. They are always independent.
This was after G Gundam came out. China, like, placed a new embargo on Japan because they produced propaganda that suggested that Hong Kong will be its own independent authority, you know, province.
Right.
I don't like the fucking look of you, all right? Yeah. Fucking attitude about this.
Japan put out Baki, which is just like anti-Chinese propaganda for some reason.
I caught up on Baki, and the most recent season is one where...
all of China's strongest men getting their ass beat for no reason.
Well, it's so funny because they have, like, Baki's, like, main enemy is his dad, and he's the only person he cares about defeating. And then his dad is like, I need you to join this team to beat up the Chinese. And Baki is like, the only person I hate more than you, Dad, is the Chinese. So I would do it.
They're damn sea kings.
Yeah. And then they go, and then Muhammad Ali Jr., goes back to Japan, and then the next few episodes I genuinely think are supposed to be a parody of the show, because it's like a few episodes of him meeting random people, getting his ass beat at random, and then going back and then having to fight more people who just keep showing up and beating him up.
Five or six episodes leading up to a tournament where he fights Baki, who then beats him in one punch.
Yeah.
It's actually one of the, like, most unique storytelling devices I have seen on TV in my life. I loved it.
They really set it up because they're all like, what's his face? The old guy and Dopo Arachi are like, I don't know. I think Muhammad Ali Jr. has a real shot at this. And then Baki just immediately beats the shit out of him. And
at one point, Muhammad Ali Sr., who is like... stroke ridden and senile, shows up, and his son is in a full body cast, and he still beats him up.
Just everyone beats him up. And then afterwards, I love that after it cuts back to God, I can't remember his name, but the grappler, the old short grappler dude in Dopo Arachi, who, like, they had said they thought Muhammad Ali Jr. was gonna win, and they're just like, yeah, we really called that one wrong. They, like, literally have a conversation and be like, no,
if
we were so far off.
This was a TV show, I'd skip this part.
Yeah, we were so far off. They have, man, that's...
All right. Yeah, sorry. It is a different show.
I just will say, I love Baki because it's a show where they'll have, like, a 20-minute backstory of someone explaining that they're, like, powerful enough to destroy the Statue of Liberty in one punch, and they'll set them up as one of the most powerful people on the planet, only to have Retsu Kaio crack their skull in one hit in the last 2 minutes of the episode.
Oh, yeah, that guy, he got his face ripped off with someone's bare hands.
Yeah, that was messed up. And then
you
he's like,
need
I
pay
can...
no mind.
Yeah.
This is all to say Prime Minister Wong of Neo Hong Kong is looking
Thank
at
you.
A giant chessboard of Gundams. A lot of you have been writing in wondering how do they plan the G Gundam tournament, and this is how. It's on a big chessboard, and Prime Minister Wong looks at it and goes, la, 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 and then he puts the two Gundams next to each other, and he goes, pew, 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 pew. And so he sees Zeus Gundam is winning, and he's like, that cocky Domon, he said he'd win all his fights. Well, let's have him fight Zeus Gundam. And Master Asia shows up behind him to agree, because they're working with each other behind the scenes. And he says, and I quote,
yeah, what is
a
this?
Lion throws his cubs down the mountain and only recognizes those who climb back up as his own.
Yeah, which I think they might have just watched an untranslated version of The Lion King, which had come out around then, and misunderstood that wildebeest scene.
That's a great point. That is not what lions do.
Yeah.
I've never heard that about lions. Weird. I guess that's just one of the ways that like movies get translated wrong. But anyway, so Domon's going to fight this Zeus Gundam, and they cut over to the Japanese consulate, and they're like, Domon, you're not going to believe this. You're fighting the Zeus Gundam. And Domon's like, I don't give a fuck!
Yeah, everybody else is really concerned about it. They're all like, but that's the best one. What are the odds that he would get drawn in a tournament against the good one? And you're like, I don't know. It's not that unreasonable. Yeah.
Is there not a seed system? Is someone just in a giant chessboard picking these fights at random?
And then he's like, I'm going to go stay somewhere else. I didn't know we would be forced to pay a discount rate for the hotel. I thought it was comped. I have an Airbnb set up. This is fucked.
What is he talking about here? He just doesn't want to sleep in the consulate? He thinks it's gross?
Super unclear. It just is. He just feels like hurting Rain more.
Right. Because I won't sleep near my girlfriend!
Yeah, because he's like throwing his tantrum and storming off, and everybody's like... Like, Rain's like, I should go follow him. And everyone's like, oh, stop.
But you got to remember, you've had to have dated someone else in college, right? Like, is there anyone Domon hasn't personally killed?
One other man.
Domon has stormed out of the consulate, and he's taking a dramatic walk by the sea. And wouldn't you know it, who's there? It's the pilot of Zeus Gundam. Oh, wait, no. You never know it, but who's there? It's the Zeus Gundam, and he looks at it, and he goes, nice Gundam, ha ha ha, pretty impressive. I bet I could kick its ass, though. And then, guess what? The big guy from Neo Greece is hiding behind a pillar, and he's like, what the fuck you say about my Gundam?
I also couldn't afford the hotel.
I also don't want to sleep in the free one. I'm difficult like you. The Neo Greece guy, I didn't get his name. It's something super Greek. It's like Patroklos or something. He is a literal giant, and he talks like a giant, like from the Odyssey. I like him a lot, actually. He punches Domon in the face, and Domon goes, this guy's a freaking giant.
Yeah, there's no, like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
very,
but it's pretty exciting.
I did sort of think, I was like, oh, I bet this is going to be a multi-episode arc of him building up to fighting this guy. And given that this is, I mean, I'll watch future ones if I'm back on, but given that this is the only episode I'd seen, I was like, oh, I'm glad they kind of wrap it up by the end of this. Because they pull like the sitcom maneuver on him where someone's like, I have magic beans to give you confidence.
Yeah, no, what you don't know about the show, Andrew, is it sucks. None of the pacing ever makes sense, and they spend a lot of time doing stuff that you genuinely don't care about, and not enough time with Windmill Gundam, who
there
we
are.
All want to see.
Which, what you also don't understand about this show, Andrew, is that this is possibly one of the best episodes.
I believe it. Well, I mean, this was like this, but there's other Gundam series that are like, treatises on war and fascism, mm-hmm. right? And this is just the one that's like,
Not this one, though.
Yeah. This is
how,
like,
many Gundams can we design?
What if Gundam Olympics? But what if there was an Olympics where, like, the Mexican athletes had to wear sombreros? And what if, like...
What if we did the Olympics my way?
Yeah.
We I think the did closest thing it is like, if Rocky IV was a Gundam series. It's just an 80s movie with Gundams.
Yes. Anyway, so we should speed through this last bit, yeah. Huh?
Well, they
Where are we at on time?
All right. Well, let me summarize this wonderful show that I love so much. Kicks the guy in the face. The guy says, hey, if this is what you've got, you should have said you'll lose all your matches, not win all your matches. And then he punches him off a dock into the ocean.
Yes.
Now, I don't know if you've ever fallen into the ocean, but one of the top thoughts I always have there is I wish I wasn't. I hope I'm never unconscious here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
thinking
wouldn't you
it
know
all the time, yeah.
That's Domon's exact situation, because he's been punched off there, and he's just drifting around at sea, and Rain is out looking for him, and there's a minute where you're like, maybe this is the episode where Domon dies. Domon drowns in the ocean.
Last episode.
And then the next 24 episodes are just Rain arranging the funeral and, like,
episode,
a whole spat
the
with the parents.
The episode is just called A Surprise Drowning. The water, the water emerges.
What is he, that prime minister of Australia from the 70s? They added a prime minister who just drowned in the ocean. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, like Robert Maxwell.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point, too.
Kind of, but this one, he just, like, went swimming on his own on vacation.
Right.
He fucking drowned in the ocean.
And that's kind of what Domon is doing in this episode. So he washes up on a boat.
Sorry, real quick. I know we're literally to end. Do you think Trump can swim?
No.
No, I do not think he can swim. He's like a T-Rex.
He would just sink to the bottom if you ever got him in water. Anyway, keep going.
It does seem like he'd float, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. There's no time. So Domon's picked up by a ship where there's a kindly old man and his children. It is unclear what they do. They live in the Neo Hong Kong harbor in a ship. And they're eating breakfast together. And the kids are like, why do you wear a cape? And if you're wearing a cape, why didn't you drown? It seems like the worst item of clothing to possibly be wearing in this situation. And he's like, hey, pass the salt. And the old man says, why, Domon, that's no salt. That's wanderbug powder, a bug that defeats bugs several times its size. And Domon goes, really? And he goes, yep.
Yeah, you fucking
wanderbugs. Look it up. And then Domon leaves the ship, and his children are like, Grandpa, are you lying about bugs again? And he goes, it's the only way I can come. Domon roams the island, and he comes back to the boat, and he goes, hey, old man, can I live on your boat because I'm difficult? And the old man goes, only if you win your Gundam fight, Domon, or should I say my little wanderbug. And then they laugh, and then we laugh at home. Hmm. So one laugh really quick for the audience. Ha, ha, ha.
Ha, ha, ha.
Then some really 80s music plays, and we get the new... Because this is a new season, there's all new music. It's pretty exciting. It's more just like 90s American pop.
I like that song.
I liked it, too. It's not... Because the other song, the original G Gundam song, which we play in the intro when we do the recap, is like the most Asian song imaginable.
Yeah, well, this ends up with quite a few of that type of song, I would say.
Right, but they really go through like American type tropes in this part of the show. I liked it. It's weird. It kind of seems like what they were going for with the show. And we get the montage of Domon going into the goo for the Gundam, and because of his training in the Yana Highlands, huge update, the goo no longer hurts Domon. Before, it used to weigh on him, and he'd go, and you'd see his little butt and stuff, and now he just back straight, eyes inward, thinking of Jesus Christ, and that gives me the power to fight my Gundam. So that's the main difference. I guess what you were wondering what he was doing for those 10 episodes before, it was that. And with almost no explanation, the battle's just happening all of a sudden. He's fighting Zeus Gundam. He shoots him with the shittiest guns he has that are on his shoulders, and he's like, the Vulcan guns do nothing. And it's like, the Vulcan guns have never done anything for anyone in any of these shows. The grandpa admits the Wander Bug is made up. But Domon, in the field of combat, channels the lesson that he learned from the old man's bug story, and that allows him to do a samurai slash through the head of the horse.
Through the head of the horse.
You know, fucking,
like in Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Like how you fight with a sword when you're a scumbag, I guess. Go right for the horse's face.
A giant... God, why am I blanking on the
name?
I don't
know, man. But it's like that Game of Thrones episode when the mountain and the hound fight the first time and he fucking cuts the horse's head like halfway off. But
it's
not all the way.
Same as that.
It's a giant... God, I can't believe that.
Get out of here!
Sorry. A giant Don Corleone Gundam picks it up and goes, I got something to do with this, and then leaves it.
Oh, there we go. Yeah. Okay.
It was all worth it.
Sorry, I couldn't remember Don Corleone for some reason.
Hey, we're all reaping the payout here. Lightning of Justice! Zeus Gundam uses its lightning hammer attack! Domon is zapped! And the giant says more giant stuff as he physically steps on Domon's head. He says, little kids should go back to school, which is like, these aren't good. These aren't good owns. You don't have to say anything if you're going to be like this. But you know, that is the confidence of someone who's never lost a fight, is just pulling off like weak ass zingers the whole time.
Yeah.
Because they don't have to be good, because your fighting speaks for itself. Master Asia knows that Domon is waiting for his one moment, and we can tell because the shuffle crests are glowing. Shuffle crests, a big part of the show. They're not going anywhere else anytime soon. Shuffle crests. Domon has the King of Hearts, Black Joker, Queen of Diamonds. Shuffle crests. Buy one. Give them to your kids. Which one are you? Write in. Tell us which shuffle crest you are. We love them here.
We love the shuffle crests.
I wish I had,
don't we? Don't we? We love our shuffle.
We love the shuffle.
I like to think I'm the queen of space.
Just imagine, he retweets an image of a bunch of Gundams frolicking around in circles with Trump signs. He goes, "We'll never let you down, our beautiful Gundams. We love you."
Do you remember that time he tweeted a video of a Muslim guy just like dropping a statue of the Virgin Mary?
I do not.
Because he was tweeting like videos of just various like Muslim people like fighting people or whatever, and like, you know, robbing them or like beating them up or whatever, as like a means of being like, look at these animals. And like amidst them is just this one video of a Muslim guy holding like a Mary on the half shell, like you'd see on someone's front lawn, and just dropping it on the ground and it shatters.
It is very weird to me when people are like, he's doing fifth dimensional chess, and it's like, or like, what'll he do next? And it's like, well, he's a racist old grandpa, and there are lots of racist grandpas, and some of them aren't even, you know, whatever. It's, they shouldn't be, you meet them, whatever, but you try not to make them president, ideally. And so it's whatever your racist grandpa would do.
You're telling me.
Yeah.
Except
I do find him
president.
Extremely predictable. I feel like there's very rarely something that he does where I'm like, that's very surprising to me.
No, it's like, yeah,
no
that's
way
what
did the president
old...
send out a chain email.
That's what an old racist grandpa would do. And he did it, because that's what he is. But he just happens to be the president.
But you know what
Domon really
would do if the Zeus Gundam was stepping on his Gundam's head, is he would hold on to his resolve as the King of Hearts. And so he gets back up. Zeus Gundam can't believe it. He flies up in the air to do a finishing blow. And that's when Rain Skypes in from the sideline. She goes, Domon, we have a thing we've been meaning to tell you about, but couldn't find a good time. And Domon goes, well, is it a shining finger? And she goes, oh, so you knew. Yeah, the Gundam has a shining finger.
He's like, I don't think they would have written a new thing.
You know how your old Gundam had a shining finger? We decided best not to rock the boat. And so Domon, the Zeus Gundam, strikes down from the air with his hammer to finish him off, and Domon catches it with his hand. And he says, I'm going to use my super mode to do my shining finger, but now it's not a shining finger. It's not shining Gundam. It's the burning finger. It's different. It's a different thing. It's a burning, erupting finger. And we get a whole montage. He says his whole spiel. This is my hand tells you to defeat you. Take this, my love, my anger, all of my sorrow, whatever. The difference between this Gundam and the previous Gundam, an oven mitt comes over the offending hand and it traps it so as to keep it insulated. And so that really lets the finger get in there. And
it's real hot.
It's even hotter than before. It's burning now. And he with one hand catching the hammer, Kali Ma strikes it into the heart of the Zeus Gundam, right where the cockpit is, ensuring the death of the pilot, and goes, burning, erupting finger! And then the whole thing explodes. There's like a halo behind him now. That's the main difference. And of course, the pilot of the Gundam is now safely on the ground. It's like, wow, cool new move.
So is he just going to do that maneuver every time and win now?
Mm-hmm.
It's what he did before exactly, except it explodes at the end.
Yes.
Like, this seemed
like... And before
like,
every fight ended with the Shining Finger. It's always the same.
The scientists at Shining Finger HQ clearly were not looking at the battle data, because Domon had never had an issue, like, once it connected, finishing the fight. It was always like, I have a finger, and they're far away. And they're like, it needs to blow up at the end. That doesn't help at all. And so the Neo-Greece guy is safe. He's on the ground, and he goes, not only am I defeated... But in the end, it was I who made too many childish boasts. Ha ha!
Oh God! Neo-Greece is plunged into bankruptcy.
Neo-Greece has lost everything. And
yeah, he made too many childish boasts. Like, I can pay you back for that.
We're going to strike. The whole country's going to strike.
There's a post-credit scene of them imposing neo-austerity measures, and you're like, this won't help. This can only make things worse.
What's Neo-Greece going to do? Leave the Neo-EU?
Neo-EU? Yes.
Anyway, so that's pretty much the end of the episode. Domon waves the crowd, and the boat guy's like, great, you can sleep in the other room in the boat. And Domon's like, tonight's a big party because I won with Burning Gundam. All right, I get to sleep on a boat now! And that's the episode. So, wow, we all had a lot of fun with that one.
Yeah.
Thanks again for listening to it. I mean, it's been a thrill ride for all of us here. Let's rate and review. Out of 7 Dragon Balls, episode 26 of Mobile Fighter G Gundam, the first episode of season 2, a big day. It's Katie's birthday! Happy birthday, Katie. You didn't have to watch this great episode. Out of 7 Dragon Balls, starting with Jeremy J. Man Hammond. What do you give it?
Wow. Well, a lot to like in this one.
Daddy
I like Horse Gundam.
Check.
I like Giant Pilot.
Check Gundam?
Giant Greek Pilot.
Neo-Check.
Giant Greek Pilot. I like seeing the Windmill Gundam, even though we will never see the Windmill Gundam again, nor will we see the Greek Gundam again. That's actually going to take some points off. I'm going to go ahead and level this one out to a solid 3 out of 7 Dragon Balls.
Well, Jeremy, don't cry because it's over. Celebrate that it happened, you know?
Right, yeah.
So maybe 3 just seems low to me. I don't know. Andrew, what do you give it out of 7?
I haven't seen any other episodes of G Gundam, so I mean it's the best one I've seen so far. I genuinely thought very little would happen, and a lot.
Jeremy
happened,
shaking his head.
So I'll give it a 7.
God damn it!
You're just gonna have to have me back. I'm trying to get a.
All right, you'll have to wait for the wish, Andrew. I'm gonna give it. 5 out of 7. This was a lot better than most of the other episodes, except the Butler one. The Butler one was better than this.
Butler was better.
As there are 7 out of 7 Dragon Balls, we must do a wish for Andrew. And here he is. He's coming up now. Arise, Gundam-based Shenron.
Now I know why you didn't want me to do this.
Yeah, and now you fucking get it. Someone's fiance is going to be home soon, huh?
No, I have to pick her up, but it's not going to be till 10.
Oh, someone's got to go pick up their fiance, huh? Too bad he's tied up with a Gundam dragon.
No, it's okay. She texted me, so it's just a matter of if I'm able to work out.
I just
want to
hang this time.
Shenron, hang on just a second. I'm not busy scolding him.
Does anyone want to roll a blunt with Greek Gundam Shenron?
Sorry, wait, is this some kind of Gundam Shenron that travel back in time?
No, I'm sorry, I meant Neo Greek Gundam Shenron.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense.
Honestly, my bad, I'm just so fucking blazed.
Yes,
I don't have work in the morning enough.
So, Gundam, the Neo-Greek Shenron, who funds this lavish lifestyle of yours where you take breaks all the time, never go to work if you don't want to?
I would like to thank the IMF. I think they personally helped me as a Gundam Dragon. And all of my friends are always rolling fatties and looking for big natties.
Nice.
Yes, am I right? Anyway, we could wish or just hang out. I got nothing to do and nowhere to go.
Certainly no fiance to pick up.
She doesn't need it till 10, so. You want
to right,
it's just a
you
game of party? Chicken now.
You want party? Neo Greek Shenron?
Does anyone have any thoughts about parking?
I hope. Oh boy, do I! But I bet if you guys are happy, I haven't
wow.
actually.
Look at the time. It seems like Gundam Shenron from Neo Greece. You've gotta go exploit the hard work of a Northern European, don't you? You've got all kinds of Germans to.
Oh right, I forgot about that.
Yeah,
I have to depend on an honest man named Southbourne.
You gotta take a trip to IKEA to laugh at the hardworking Swedes who made all this shit.
I had to go to IKEA, and it was not.
I've seen pictures of it. They make you like wait in line and shit in the
it
distance
was,
line.
They
tell me all about it for 30 to 40 more minutes.
The thing about going to IKEA, they delivered. We ordered a couch called a. We ordered a Retorp and 2 Gronlins.
Oh man, is that the sound of a Gundam dragon yawning?
Is that the sound of a Gundam firing into its own temple?
Why is it so fucking high? Whatever, I'm gonna go pick up some mescaline from my other dirty Italian friends. It's the Mediterranean that does this to people.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
It's the sea air. I got beach pain. My brain's at the beach.
Oh, that's what you meant.
Sunset.
Oh, that's what you meant when you said you got beach brain. I thought you meant something else.
No,
nope. Whatever it is, no.
No, isn't it, man? I'll see you later, compadre.
Hey, it's Neo Shenron.
Oh, did I just miss Neo Greek Shenron leaving in his badly beaten up SUV?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
He seems
well,
so
I'm
cool.
never giving anything 7 again if you'll have me back. I want to be... I haven't... I still need to listen
Wait,
to...
did he grant anyone a wish, or did he just, like, get high and leave?
No, the, you know the Greeks. They're always taking a fucking break.
Wait, so he could have given Andrew the wish to come back, but instead we just... You, I, you guys
we
just talked about
it, yeah.
IKEA?
Just,
no, wait.
Just, like, what it's like, what you got at IKEA?
We just
said?
Laughed at how hard Dutch people have to work and, like...
I haven't,
know, just had some fun.
I haven't
they
listened.
Really are victims.
I still need to listen to What a Time Pod, but I want to be the Luke Moness of Ballin' Out
You're
Super.
You're plugging a different podcast right
no,
now
have,
that no,
fucking,
none of us are on?
You no, I haven't listened to it, but doesn't
no,
he on it like pretty regularly?
I don't know. You could have wished for that, though, it sounds like.
Yeah, wait, can you call him
oh,
back?
Man, that
no, we
good.
Can't. I'm sorry.
Oh, damn it.
He's
yeah,
not going to call. He doesn't have a phone.
Will you have me back on?
Why would he?
And I'll just give that episode 7 Dragon Balls.
The look
Balls.
My wife is giving me right now is
sorry,
insane.
Alyssa.
We have to go.
I know. I do. Tell Alyssa I'm
Andrew,
sorry.
Andrew, where can people find you?
Find me on Twitter at Andrew Taven or Instagram at Andrew Taven. That Instagram's the one where I'm doing weekly Awooga Comedy Hour with Griffin Newman. It's super fun. Lots of bits that you heard about. And I'm going to be doing an audio sketch show with Casey Turgeson. Alex is going to be doing some voices for that. So be on the lookout for that in the coming months.
What if you do a game where it's you do Newman or Juman? And it's,
Newman or Juman.
It's a fact. You have a guest on, and it's a fact about either you or Griffin.
You read either a quote from
He's
Seinfeld or the Elder
well.
Protocols of Zion.
Yeah.
Well, who would have guessed with a name like Griffin Newman?
Yeah. Newman.
All right, everyone.
All right.
That's been the show. Thanks again for listening. I hope you're excited for more G Gundam. And now, the Seinfeld theme.